And in today's video, we're going to be looking at what is it that makes Padre Pio tremble with fear. Perhaps it's a great threat to him, some evil situation, or even a great evil like a demon appearing. What in this world can make Padre Pio tremble with fear? Do stay tuned to find out. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring you a series of short videos on the life of our great saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar and mystic and a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession could do for you. And we encourage you, do help us with this apostolate, this Padre Pio apostolate. You can start by liking the video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. A quick reminder that during Lent, we do have a special selection of videos, and you can go to the video description below, click on the link there, it'll take you to our selection of Lenten videos, especially for you. Now, in today's story or little anecdote, we find out about a husband who abandons his wife with her two children. He runs away, and then shortly thereafter, he meets another woman. And as we know commonly today, these two now live together for the next 3 years. But there's a twist to the story, because at this point, he begins to feel unwell. And so he goes to see a doctor. Various tests are done, and the diagnosis comes back. And he has terminal cancer. Now he realizes he's going to die. So seeing the situation, looking at the situation, he realizes in some way he is cornered. So he had better try and make amends. So he agrees to receive the last rites. Shortly thereafter, he dies. And then sometime later, by chance, his wife, his first wife, hears of his death. And so now she wants to know what happened to who's the soul of her husband. So as the opportunity, when the opportunity arises, she asks Padre Pio about the fate of her husband. And at this question, the priest becomes absolutely pale and his voice apparently chokes up. And he says, I can tell you this because I know that you can take it. His soul, unfortunately, is eternally condemned. Because, unfortunately, at the hour in which he received the last sacraments, he remained silent about certain sins, and he did not repent with a proper disposition. He made no purpose of amendment, so he wasn't going to change his ways if his situation suddenly improved. He wasn't sincere. And apparently it seems he even died as he had always lived, by saying, right now, I just want to enjoy life. Later on, when I get old, I will convert. That opportunity didn't come along. And so ends Padre Pio's words with this tragic outcome. And so that is what made Padre Pio tremble with fear, seeing a soul lost, condemned forever. There's this saying in life that all of us have probably heard of, as you live, so you die. And it has a certain element of truth to it, because if we live developing good habits, when the moment arises at our death, our instinctive reflex is going to be to live according to those habits. And so this is also something positive, because if we can develop these good habits now, they're going to stand us well in the future. And then next time on this channel, we're going to look at who was Padre Pio's informant. There was someone who was giving Padre Pio information, but who was it? And you may be in for a little surprise to find out. And we'd like to encourage you, of course, do enroll your Mass pre-intentions. During Lent especially, we have a Mass celebrated every Friday. We bring your intentions to the Mass. And the reminder, too, that we do have a Lenten selection of videos. Just go to the video description below, click on the link, and we'll take you to our selection of videos. Please do continue watching.